He had to have Foy. The village had already changed hands 4 times. The 2nd Battalion of the 506th got selected to take Foy. It was pulled out of the line west of Foy and put back in south of the village. Winters picked Easy to lead the assault. It was a simple, brutal operation. Charge across an open, snow-covered field of some 200 meters in length down into the village, where every window could be a machine gun post, where every German had brick-and-mortar protection. That was all there was to it. No subtlety, no maneuvers. Just charge and get close enough to the enemy to use grenades to root them out of rooms. The key was to get across the field quickly. If the men pressed the attack, if the cover fire was heavy enough, it should be simple. If they paused, it could be costly. Division ordered the attack to kick off at 0900. Winters did not like the timing. He argued for a first light start to reduce exposure, but was turned down. Winters was watching as Easy formed up for the attack. Standing behind him was a platoon leader from Dog Company, 1st Lieutenant Ronald C. Spears. Spears was an officer with a reputation. Slim, fairly tall, dark hair, stern, ruggedly handsome, he cultivated the look of a leader and acted it. One of his fellow D Company junior officers, Lieutenant Tom Gibson, described him as a tough, aggressive, brave, and resourceful rifle platoon leader. His nicknames were Sparky, among his fellow officers, and Bloody, with the enlisted. He had led a bayonet attack and won the Silver Star in Normandy. There were stories. The rumor mill swirled around Lieutenant Spears. No one ever saw it happen with his own eyes, but he knew someone who did. They may be just stories, but they were believed or half-believed by the men of E Company. One story was about the time in Normandy when Spears had a major problem with drinking in his platoon. He put out a blanket order. No more wine. None.
This is the end of Disc 8.